Michelle, you play Princess Winifred.
Yes.
And as the lead character, do you feel like you can summarize the plot pretty well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we don't want spoilers, but maybe if you could just sort of give us an idea of what the play is about.
Well, it's really just kind of a comedic version of the classic fairy tale Princess and the Pea. So it's all about the queen needs to find his son a wife so that everyone else in the kingdom can get married. So okay. It's all about trying to find that princess.
And you are that princess?
Yes. And then a quirky princess from the swampland comes out of nowhere, and the queen hates her, but she tries her best to.
When you say quirky, what do you mean? What's she like?
She's very unladylike and loud, and just the queen does not like her attitude at all.
And eventually, again, no spoilers, but what ends up happening? Where does that go?
Well, she's given a test. The queen gives all of the girls trying to be the prince's new wife a test to see if they are worthy of being the princess or not.
And that involves something with a pea and a bunch of mattresses.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, probably if you've heard this story, you're probably familiar with that. Anyway, is the princess at all like your own self?
Very much so.
How so?
She's very awkward and just quirky in general, and I feel like I'm that way myself. So it's really cool to have a character that is just, so it comes to me so naturally, because she is like me.
Were there any parts that were hard for you to get?
Well, not necessarily with the character, but this is a musical, and I've never really sung before, and now I'm the lead of a musical, so that's taken some getting used to, but it's fun. Good learning experience.
Gavin, you play the jester. I want to talk to you next. What is the jester like?
The jester, he's kind of like a mix of different personalities. He's like super quirky, and he's like wants to like really help out, but he can't help like playing pranks on some people. Sometimes he gets pretty angry at the king, and he doesn't know what to do with himself. So he's a bit of a mixing pot of different personalities, which I personally think is pretty cool.
And does that relate to you as a person?
Oh yeah, it does completely. I am not emotionally stable at all.
And what does that mean?
What
does that look like on a daily basis for you?
Like 1 minute I'll be like, oh, today's like really good. The next minute, like, oh no, not at all. Today is not doing very well for me.
And how do you translate that onto the stage?
I don't know. The jester's he's very open about his emotions and what he's feeling. Like, non major spoilers here, but there's a point in the story where the jester gets really mad at somebody, and then he's like completely switches back to being his old happy self. So I'm like, it's pretty intense.
Liv, you play one of the ladies in waiting.
I do.
And who are they?
So they are the ladies who are always standing by for the queen and the royalty. They help them get dressed or just accompany them so they have an entourage. They live in the castle, but they're not technically royalty, so they're in the weird in-between being peasants and being the elite.
And what's it like to play one of them?
It's different because you don't have, like, the script does not give you certain personality traits or anything. That's stuff you have to come up with on your own, but you also have to be able to work in a dynamic with the other ladies-in-waiting because they are a body in and of themselves. So it's a challenge in that you need to figure out your individual self, but you also need to know how to work with other people. And I think that's actually really fun to work with other girls. So that's probably my favorite part.
Where do you think you are with that process compared to, say, when you started?
When we started, I didn't know many of them very well. We have a girl who's homeschooled and she's in the play. We have just people from different social groups. So it was hard for me to get started in working with them and building that dynamic. But as we started playing with the scenes and our personalities, we have so many comedic parts that we built our characters off of. And it's so fun to have that leeway that you don't usually get as a built character. So I feel like we've developed a lot because we've built chemistry on our characters.
Shay, your character is Lady Larkin. Who is that?
She's kind of the main lady-in-waiting, I would say. She kind of watches over the other girls, gives them their tasks day to day. She's a little uptight, very tidy person. Yeah, she's one of the bigger characters.
When you were rehearsing with the other ladies in waiting, what did that dynamic look like between you guys?
It kind of switches between them being these really close friends that she confides in, but at the same time, it's kind of always this, but you got that stuff done, didn't you, right? You're making sure you get your tasks done, because I don't want them to make me look bad in front of the queen or anything.
Okay, wait, so. but that's on stage, right?
Yes.
But what about off stage?
Off stage, there were a lot of bad puns made and high fives and awkward costume changes.
Did it ever seem like the stuff on stage was becoming part of what was off stage? Did you end up being like, oh yeah, you got that done, right? Like, you're not going to make me look bad, right? Liv's over here nodding.
I'd say not particularly.
I think, if anything,
the friendship molded off the stage, but yeah. I'm not a super get this done person, so. Uh-huh.
I want to talk about the friendship part in just a minute, but first I want to talk to Kenny, who is a stage manager. You're behind the scenes during the production.
Yeah, so I'm sitting backstage, watching the whole thing happen, making sure everything runs smoothly.
Now, what doesn't the audience see?
The audience doesn't see all the sets going on and off. They don't see all the backstage madness of people making sure that we're all in the right places, ready to go on. They don't see when all the lights change or when all the sounds are being played or anything like that.
But that's a big part of the show, right?
It is.
What's the hardest part?
The hardest part is probably getting the actors to their places on time, making sure that everybody's ready to go when their scene comes up.
The other actors are here nodding. Why do you think that's so hard?
A lot of times people are just doing other things. They're just trying to have fun during that time. So a lot of times they'll be interacting with each other, or sometimes they'll be in the middle of a costume change and we're just like, all right, we got to get this next scene going. You better be ready to go.
What was the hardest part of the play to create as far as the set?
Well, the set is this giant castle. So, I mean... A lot of it was just getting the whole thing to be secure enough for all of the actors and everybody to be on and still make it look good.
Now I want to get back to the part about friends. Theater is a pretty closely knit business, and it seems like you've developed pretty close relationships. How would you describe your relationships with the cast now versus when you started, Gavin?
There was some people I didn't know in the cast when we first started. Like, we have a couple new people in the play because we have like a bunch of freshmen, and I've gotten to know a lot of them really well. And our director uses a saying that we're all family, and that's kind of what it adds up to in the end, is when we all get together and we put on something amazing like this production, and it grows us closer to the point of like, we are an actual family. Like, these are like our brothers and sisters, and we have to look out for each other, and we're doing a bunch of stuff. They're showing me their bracelets, which has the motto on it.
Wow, it says drama family on it.
Yeah, but it's a magical experience that we're able to achieve with the drama department, because once, like I said, everybody as of right now to me is family in this department. So
what are your thoughts on closing night?
Closing night, well, this one's gonna be tough because a lot of the seniors who are acting in it and are doing tech, this is their last production they're going to be doing with us, unfortunately, unless some of them plan on, you know, getting held back, but I doubt that's going to happen. but this will be their last production with us, and it's bittersweet because we've been working on this for a long time, and we've got a lot of compliments on the play. We've got a lot of compliments on the show, and I personally think it's come together really well, and it's a little bit bittersweet to see it come to an end and, you know, see some of our best people act and do tech for the last time. So
I've been talking to the cast of Once Upon a Mattress, being presented by the MCHS Drama Department tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. I've just been talking to Gavin Taylor, as well as Kenny Stepp, Michelle Hoy, Liv Story, and Shay Smith. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.